This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we're back. Hour two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Eric, what's going on today, sir?
John, you great American. Oh, my goodness. I hope you had a great time.
I did. Thank you, by the way, very much. I appreciate that, Eric.
That's the ticket. You know, I listen to John B. Wells religiously,
okay,
like I listen to you. And as you know, there's 32 countries in NATO. And that's a fact. I can name them all.
Okay.
I am concerned that we're not speaking a lot of who and the United Nations are combined with. And the reason I mentioned the NATO factor is that I'm sick of World Health Organizations being in our country,
right,
because they hate us,
right,
and United Nations being in our country that hate us. And my thing is, Dearborn, Michigan, with that hate speech, you know, when the crowd was talking about that hate speech of America, how come we can't switch within the 32 countries who and the United Nations to wanted them to have this problem that we've had for years?
Great question, John. Eric. And I think there's, you know, one thing that Donald Trump did that I wish he would have done more of was really setting NATO and the UN on track, if you would, and not only with the spending, but just the power that they should or should not have, which, you know, frankly, I'm one, Eric, and I've said this for years. We are both of those. We control the vast majority of the UN and NATO. Why is it that everybody else says we have to play by their rules when they should be playing by ours?
Especially in our country.
Correct.
John,
absolutely.
Very well said.
Absolutely. I mean, Eric, I'm one of those where it's like, listen, if it wasn't for us, neither one of those organizations exist anyways. So here's the deal. The guy with the gold rules, that's us. You play by our rules.
And I think primarily in the second term that Donald J. Trump, President Donald Trump, got in, that was his main focus. And I think that, I don't know if I didn't text you because I didn't text you. I don't have your text. But I've texted a lot of people over the radio to have Don Jr. as VP.
Yeah, I've that heard that. I doubt highly whether that would take place. I've heard several say, and I've interviewed Don Jr. I like Don Jr., by the way. I think he's a solid individual. I don't know that he plays well enough to the middle to help us with the middle of the road voter, though, Eric. While I like him, I don't know that he plays well enough to the middle of the road voter.
Who is your VP pick? Haven't heard.
Who mine would be?
Yes,
Vivek.
Trump.
Vivek.
Really?
I have two choices: Tulsi Gabbard or Vivek. One of the two.
Well, my second choice would be either Donald's from Florida, or could he be? Because he's from Florida.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's another one that people speculate on. Doesn't make any difference. Yes, he can be.
But he, I didn't think that he could be because he's from Florida, just like DeSantis.
Doesn't matter.
Really?
Yeah, not an issue.
Well, you're
that's another wise tale that people get all caught up in. No, it doesn't matter.
Wow. Okay.
I don't think either personally. There's been some talk even about DeSantis. I don't think either one of them are on Trump's radar, personally speaking.
Okay. But I really do think that Christopher Wray should go after that hate speech, death to America on America ground. You know, Rush Limbaugh called years ago Dearborn, Michigan, New Fallujah.
Oh, it's exactly what it is, Eric. I mean, like Bob Duco, who's, our host out of Detroit, we do the podcast together. Bob will reiterate everything you're saying, Eric.
Yes.
Absolutely. He lives there. I mean, he's there on ground. Yes, he'll tell you exactly that same thing. Absolutely.
I miss Rush Limbaugh so bad.
Agreed.
John.
Eric, man, I appreciate you. Thanks, man. You bet. Okay. Have a good one. Bye-bye. I appreciate you calling in. And yeah, if there's anything, I mean, he did a lot of things, so I shouldn't say it that way. One of the many things, let me say it correctly, Donald Trump did while he was president of the United States was be strong with NATO and the UN both. And we need more of that. This nonsense of them, basically telling us what we're going to do and pushing us around is an absolute bunch of nonsense. Okay, real quick, getting back to XL Energy, because I got a couple of text messages in on this. And that was a bad windstorm. You guys were here. I wasn't. I saw the aftermath of it. Saw, folks getting prepared for it and so on. And text message just came in. XL was damned no matter what they did. Yeah, one of those things where you're in trouble either way. The media and the state were going to trash any decision. I hate XL too. But like you said, what do you expect them to do? Again, I'm not a fan of XL Energy, folks. Not by any stretch of the imagination. I don't feel the way they politically do things, it's correct. I wish we had other options. But we don't. They own the infrastructure. It's theirs. Back in the day, it was Public Service of Colorado. XL Energy, of course, bought them. And you can go down the path of what's happened with that infrastructure through the years. Again, I am no fan of XL Energy. Although, in this particular case, what do you expect them to do? When they basically are fighting a lawsuit over the Superior Louisville fire that happened 2+ years ago now, I think it'll be 3 years this winter, this December. When you allow that to happen, Governor Polis, what do you expect? They're going to keep themselves as safe as they can. And all these people running around asking for refunds, refund for what? You're not going to pay for the power you didn't use. So what are they going to refund you? I can't tell you how many different comments I saw online of people asking, when am I going to get my refund from XL Energy for my power being out? Folks, let me heads up. You only pay for what you use. So when your power is out, you're not getting charged. So what's there going to be a refund for? Now, businesses, different situation. You're out of business and so on. I understand that side of it as well. But that's where, as a business, you need to be protected as much as you can. How do you protect yourself? We talk about level engineering a lot. I'll put a little plug in. We'll talk about them a little bit later this hour. But reality is, there's ways to do that. Solar, batteries, and so on. There's ways to protect yourself in that realm. If you so desire, it's a matter of what do you want to do? How do you want to be protected? How do you want to handle those things? Again, we live in, and sometimes conservatives are as bad about this as anyone, we live in a world where we're just going to point the fingers at, big bad XL Energy. Again, I'm not defending them, not promoting them either. On the same token, as this texter just said, they're screwed no matter what. If they leave the power on and there's another fire, they're in trouble. If they turn the power off, they're in trouble. No matter what they do, they're going to be in trouble given the situation that happened up in Louisville Superior, my neck of the woods. Keep in mind, even though that may, because they still haven't made the full determinations, I don't think, up to this point, may have been a transformer that blew that caused that fire. Keep in mind, the low density, what they do to not mitigate fire in the first place, on and on we go. I mean, to just blame XL Energy when there's 100-plus mile-an-hour winds blowing and a fire gets started you know, blaming all of that on them, I think that's a stretch. Blame city planners and the individuals that allow houses to be built within spitting distance of one another, and on down the line we can go. So, another topic, another day most likely. Hi-Fi Plumbing, by the way, is coming up next. Now, Hi-Fi will help you with anything regarding plumbing in your home or your business. I've had several business clients of mine that have used them to have different things done around their place of business. No, they're not going to take care of a 12-story high-rise like we're in here at KLZ. But if you've got a business and a building that you may own or operate in, and you need different things done, you need some different things plumbed, you need something handled, you've got a drain issue, whatever the case may be, Hi-Fi can handle all of that and more. And when it comes to your home, literally anything in your home, including a complete repipe. I had an email or a text message the other day when it came to a repipe. Can Hi-Fi do that? I texted Levi. Yes, we can handle that. He reached out to the customer, our listener, and got all that handled. So yes, they can even do repipe if necessary. Best way to get a hold of them is 877-WE-HIGH-5, 877-WE-HIGH-5. And if you forget that, you can go to klzradio.com or rushtoreason.com and find them there as well. Veteran Windows and Doors is next. Dave has a great deal when it comes to windows and doors. Give him a call. Free installation the entire month of April, 303-529-0720. That's Veteran Windows and Doors.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
All right, Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage professor. And if you thought of a reverse mortgage, it might be the right fit for you. Give him a call today, 303-467-7821.
A reverse mortgage is not the impossibility you once thought, if you're properly prepared. KLZ's reverse mortgage expert, Bruce Simmons, can uniquely provide the expertise and advice that you need to eliminate your mortgage payment and do what you've always doubted could be done, give you more cash flow. Of course, you still need to pay your own property taxes and insurance, but eliminating your principal and interest payment will allow you to live a more financially comfortable lifestyle in your retirement. By calling Bruce to help you get this going now, you can move forward before additional rate increases take effect, and he can always help you go back and get more money when interest rates start to ease. Don't assume. Call the expert we trust for real and honest advice about your reverse mortgage. Call Bruce Simmons today at 303-467-7821. That's 303-467-7821. Or schedule online now at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Are you a retired salesperson? Would you like to make some extra income with minimal time involved and no pressure? I may have the perfect option for you. My name is Tom Lozano, and I am in the final clean business. What is final clean? We work with the major commercial construction companies in Colorado. When an apartment complex or hotel is just about finished, they need a final clean company to make the project ready for the owner. So what would you be doing? It's so simple. I teach you to find the right person at a commercial project. You introduce yourself to that person and give them a brochure. You pass the contact information over to me and you get paid. And there's a very nice back-end commission available if the job closes. Interested? Go to klzradio.com/final-clean. That's klzradio.com/final-clean. It'll be the easiest sales work you have ever done. klzradio.com/final-clean.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, we are back. John from Cheyenne. What's going on, sir?
Well, it's about time. What are you, European? 2 weeks vacation?
That was very nice.
It sounds like you had a great time.
It didn't really do anything, which even makes it better, yes.
Are those the best vacations?
They
where
are.
You just go somewhere and relax?
With
and
no schedule.
Turn off the schedule and turn off the nonsense and just read a book or, you know?
Yep.
Those are the best. So people don't understand what it is to provide electricity to your house. First of all, I dare you to find any utility that guarantees 100% electricity all the time.
Good point.
Cannot happen.
Good point.
Because if you're a Christian, 100-mile-an-hour wind is an act of God. If you're an atheist, it's a force of nature.
True.
Utilities, nobody has a control over forces of nature.
True.
So what are you going to do?
Nothing.
So, and then, do you know what it takes after they take those subs out and they shut those people off, what it takes to restore that?
Yeah, there's a process. It's not just you flip one switch, John.
No, you go to the sub, and then you have guys patrolling the circuits and make sure that whole circuit, you can't have one line down in that circuit. It's got to be fixed first before you can re-energize that circuit. Otherwise, say there's a line down in a pasture.
Yep.
And he re-energizes that circuit without fixing it. Well, you just set that pasture on fire.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
So when you just think it's just like, oh, it's magic. And here's the problem. Colorado also, and I read this, lets people opt out of what you're calling the smart meter.
Right.
Well, if you don't have that, then that's not calling in the outage to the utility. So that requires phone calls and more labor intensive.
Got it.
Sometimes technology kind of helps.
True.
You know?
Good point.
So say, and then the other thing is how many trees went down in that area that pulled down lines that had to be fixed before circuits could be. I mean, people don't understand. And then one of the...
Well, John, this is because they look out their window and they think everything's fine, so I'm good. My circuit should be up.
And then other talk shows were saying, well, why didn't they call in more linemen from other areas?
Well, nobody knew that much in advance that you needed that, John. I can answer that one. I'm not even the utility.
But you didn't see what... Did you see what happened in Nebraska?
No, I didn't.
They lost over 200 poles.
Wow. Well, I'm getting messages from your neck of the woods that there's 600 poles up in your neck of the woods that are down as well.
No, there wasn't that many, but there were hundreds. And that was eastern Wyoming into Nebraska. I should have said it that way.
I've got somebody said, so High West lost over 600 poles is what somebody texted me.
Okay, I didn't hear that. I knew it was a couple of hundred, but not six. But you got to remember, okay, so there you go. So now High West, another, which is an REA, is calling other utilities, hey, can you lend us a hand?
Correct.
Every utility up and down the Front Range didn't have extra bodies because they had their own people. So what were you going to do? Maybe pull crews from northern New Mexico?
And actually, High West Energy posted on their Facebook page they lost 618 poles.
Okay, I didn't read that. I thought it was less, but God bless them.
Yeah, no, that's a ton. You know how much, to your point, John, how are they going to send any resources anywhere? They're not.
Right. So what about the other utilities that service the Front Range from, say, Pueblo up to Casper? Because that was the windstorm.
Right.
It was about that big. Where all those crews are at their home utility. So the question is then, where are you going to get these linemen? Kansas couldn't send anybody.
Yeah, John, the answer is you're not. They don't exist.
You know, Utah? So say Utah. By the time they get the guys to come in, load trucks, and get over, it's a day.
Right.
Minimum. So then it's Monday, and most people were back on by Monday, if I read that right.
A lot were down, I think, till Tuesday or even Wednesday. But to your point, the majority were back up and running by then.
Exactly, and the crews that weren't.
By the time
working,
you're waiting for the crews, they're already up, or they're here and the power's up. That's a waste of energy.
Yeah, and a waste of money because,
correct,
remember, then if they call from another utility,
they're paying them.
Xcel has to pay those.
That's right.
Whatever their union contract calls for.
That's right.
And then, so next year, when Xcel says, we had this disaster, we had this in repairs, we need a 2% rate increase to cover just what we fixed.
Yep.
What does the Colorado PUC say?
Okay.
Or do they say okay or do they say no?
No, they say okay. They'll give you the increase. Absolutely.
Yeah, but everybody complains. How much money of the rates that you're paying right now to Xcel is going towards renewables?
Good question.
And that money could have been going to line maintenance.
You got
if you think it's there.
Yep.
Or maybe Colorado says, all right, we want you to bury all the lines, which is fine. It could be done. The cost is about four times what it does to string the lines.
And that's right.
When a buried underground service goes down, it's much harder than troubleshoot than to drive the line and see where it broke.
Absolutely.
So all these things come into play. So the next time somebody says, you know, and you've got a sponsor that really hates the smart meter, he uses it in his ads all the time, that meter will help people get their power back on faster.
And depending upon who you are, like me, will save money. I did.
Yep.
So
also the utility, the other thing they have to do is, okay, they re-energize the circuit, then they have to be able to verify that everybody's power back on. Fastest way to do that is ping the smart meter.
Exactly.
Oh, it responded in service. We got power.
There you
go. Now, if a customer, so there's two sides to every coin.
That's right.
So
absolutely. Absolutely.
So, and remember, those guys down there were probably working 16-hour days.
Yep.
And then I believe, you go over 16 hours, I believe they have to have a required rest.
Mandated rest, absolutely. 8 hours.
Set up by OSHA.
That's right.
And there you go. So, if you see these guys and they work 16 hours Saturday into Sunday, and then they came back and did another 16, and then another 16, yeah, they made a lot of money, but they're exhausted by Tuesday.
Yep.
I'll
leave you with that. Good one, John. No, perfect.
I have a good one, John.
No, I appreciate it. Great way to chime in. I appreciate that. Craig and Wheat Ridge, I'll squeeze you in before the break. Go ahead.
Well, John, I might need more than a couple minutes.
Go ahead. You're fine.
Okay. Now, don't think for a minute that in your Xcel energy rates, you aren't helping build those huge solar farms that are out east of Denver.
No, that was what John was just talking about. There's a percentage of that that's going towards renewables. Absolutely.
Okay, and if you drive Quincy Avenue between E-470 and out toward Kyle Bennett Road, there's a huge solar farm out there as well. They're all over the place out there.
That's right. A portion, like John said, a portion of your bill is going to build those. Absolutely.
And that is not improving the infrastructure.
Nope.
I mean, if some of these poles are not, 100% fail-safe and winds, they need to build them so.
Yeah, and again, in defense of Xcel, they're only doing the renewable thing because that's the that's their political thing I said earlier I don't agree with, but that's the politics they've played with Colorado, and they're now mandated to do that. It's dumb.
Okay, now this being tax day, as I write my check both to the state and the feds, I'm trying to ask myself, what am I really paying for?
the interest on the debt, Craig, to simply answer your question, you're paying the interest on the debt is all you're paying.
Okay, because they just print money to offset.
Yeah, and I'm being very serious when I say that. All of you listening that are positive, net taxpayers, you literally are only paying the interest on the debt. That's all you're doing.
Okay, now, I'll take you to task a little bit. Your statement earlier about it's not the government's role to protect you. Well, there is a certain amount of border protection and local police enforcement protection.
Border security, yes. Not protection, but border security and the military, of course, keeps our country protected and free. So in that regard, yes, it's their job to, quote unquote, protect us. But my point is your local government has no duty to protect you. None. The protect and serve on the side of the car should be taken off, and it should say just to serve.
Well, why do we pay property taxes to pay their salaries?
Well, keep in mind, at least in my case, in Jeffco, over half of mine are going to the school and have nothing to do with what we're talking about in regards to police, fire, and so on. A very, very small portion of my property taxes are going towards, fire and police, by the way.
Well, yeah, but there is some in there.
A little bit. Majority of it's going to your school district, Craig. Unfortunately. By the way, I wish that was reversed. I would be all for reversing that. I'd have no issues with that, by the way.
Well, yeah, we're paying property taxes both on the government and local level for a failing school system.
That's correct.
Scores. testing and scores are down.
Correct.
So yet we continue to fund it.
Absolutely. Okay. In fact, with Jeffco's stuff, they give you a little deal in there that talks about how much of your bill, how much of your check that you're writing. And I wrote it today. I won't mail it till the end of the month because it's not due till the 30th. But they give you a little breakdown of how much is going there. So in my particular case, law enforcement is a 2.5 of the whole mill levy. It's 2.5. One of the smallest percentages on there. The Recreation and Park District gets more, by the way, Craig.
Well, you know, I have a real problem. The state of Colorado handed out, I guess if you want it, a $450 voucher to go out and buy an e-bike.
Yep.
Okay, why is it me as a state taxpayer that I should help somebody else buy an e-bike?
You shouldn't.
Same goes for
an EV or anything else. You shouldn't, Craig. You shouldn't be paying anything along those lines whatsoever, none.
Yes, I was going to say on the federal level with the electric automobiles.
Yeah, it should not be our place as taxpayers to pay anybody for any of those things. Now, on the same token, we could go all the way back down to all sorts of things, farming included. And the problem is we've done this for so long, it's become crack cocaine.
Well, you know, these the problems we're having with our political system, and they try to pack in to get them to agree on something that was probably very important. And, you know, I, right now I don't feel like I should be sending a bunch of money to Ukraine. I don't know how you
I don't either. No, you're 100% correct. I'm with you on that one, Craig. Absolutely. Positively not.
Okay, we shouldn't be giving a dime to Iran.
Agree.
Israel is a different story.
Israel is our defense mechanism in the Middle East. Completely different story. You're right.
Okay. So, you know, we're throwing money to all these countries that don't really even like us. And, you know, like Trump said when he was in office about we're doing most of the funding for the NATO bases.
That's right.
And, you know, they weren't paying their fair share.
Nope.
And it's, you know, we've got to start looking at our aging infrastructure.
Correct.
I mean, you can, you know, the highways, the electrical grid, all of it has to be updated. It has to be improved. But we can't keep throwing money to other countries that.
Between our welfare system, Craig, and what we're doing in other countries, yeah, it's why this country in certain situations is dismal when it comes to our infrastructure. We have so much outdated infrastructure because of what you're talking about. It's ridiculous.
And I don't know how you wake people up to, you know,
really quick, Craig, as people have more power outages, as bridges collapse, dams break, infrastructure starts collapsing around them, maybe then they'll wake up. I hate to say this, Craig, it won't till then.
Well, that's the example. How bad do things have to get before people snap out of it?
When it affects them directly, otherwise it won't.
Oh, I know. I understand.
That's the problem. Love you, Craig. Appreciate you very much. Have a great rest of your day. Richard, hang tight. We'll come back and chat more about this, talk about the Masters, and do a car review as well. Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith would love to help you. Again, tax day today, April 15th. You can donate to an IRA, by the way, or contribute to an IRA and help you in that regard. Al might still be able to help you along those lines. Find him at klzradio.com.
You need Golden Eagle Financial to maximize your retirement in this new reality of rising costs that will not stop. That way you can retire on your terms. When prices rise, there are strategies and tools that an experienced retirement planner like Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial can use to maximize your returns while maintaining minimal risk. This gives you more purchasing power to retire on your terms. Whether you want to travel, give to others, purchase property, or anything else you've worked for your whole life. Al can provide essential analysis and strategy to make sure that you're prepared for any economic changes. So that'll help you understand the exact risks and expenses and help you fit it into your plan for your future. Call Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today and get started preparing for your new reality by going to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Fordham Interest Mortgage. We'll talk to Kurt, by the way, get an update on what's going on in the mortgage world. In the meantime, call Kurt direct, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, affordable interest mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1 to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take aim and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take aim, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable interest mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DOR, equal credit lender.
All right, Roof Savers of Colorado, if you had damage during that last windstorm, give Dave a call. He'll get inspected, tell you exactly what you need to do to get it fixed, and is it something that needs to be covered by insurance? Call Dave today, 303-710-6916.
Every year, hailstorms ravage Colorado's Front Range, leaving gardens and roofs alike in shambles. From last year's storms alone, there are still an estimated 30 to 45% of roofs that are in need of replacements. That's where we come in. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
We here at Roof Savers Colorado take pride in helping homeowners make the best decision for their home and their roof.
Before we know it, hail season will arrive and your home will need a reliable, sturdy, and watertight roof. We will work with any insurance company to ensure you get the replacement you need. For over 23 years, we have specialized in both repairing and replacing your roof so that you can focus on what's important in life.
Don't let another storm season go by without replacing your roof, leaving your home vulnerable to leaks and at risk of further damage. Call Roof Savers Colorado today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your roof.
Premier Home Remodels, you've thought of that kitchen remodel, you've been putting it off. Do not do that any longer. Give them a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Start planning the remodel she's been dreaming of now with Premier Home Remodels. Don't wait for higher labor prices, material, and inflation to price you out of the market for a remodel. You can use the equity in your home that has significantly increased over the last 10 years to leverage into a custom remodel that will add significant additional equity in your home. Contacting Premier now, ahead of the spring and summer rush, ensures adequate time for their network of skilled tradesmen to help you plan the personalized details of your ideal remodel, no matter the size. You both have been waiting for the right time to remodel for years. And now, with Premier, you have the right company who will guarantee your satisfaction. You need to work with Premier Home Remodels to give your wife her dream home now. So why not make the call and start a conversation with the Premier team on how to add to your home value and her happiness with a custom remodel. Find them today under advertisers at klzradio.com. Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Richard Rush joining us now. Richard, sorry, we got a little bit behind there talking about some of the XL Energy stuff that was going on while I was gone and so on. And then, of course, the Masters played yesterday and a repeat winner.
Yes, the repeat winner, Scottie Scheffler, who won it 2 years ago, I believe, 2022. John Rahm won it last year. And so, yeah, so it was an exciting weekend. The Masters is always a good time. I will say I didn't get to watch as much of it as maybe I would have liked, Dad, but it's just such a beautiful course.
It's gorgeous.
Business of it, which obviously we didn't get to talk, you know, about it since you were gone last week, is just insane. And just how much, basically, what they give up in for control, or what they give up in money just to have the control. Right? Like, what would that be like to be able to give up, you know, literally hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, from ESPN and CBS to be able to broadcast it, basically so that that way they can have full control over the entire broadcast and what is shown and who is shown and all of that.
Amazing.
So, it is really phenomenal. But Scottie Scheffler, really cool.
By the way, and just as a side note, for those of you thinking, well, why would they do that? Well, if you look at what's happening down in Phoenix with the waste management open and the disaster literally that it has become by not doing what they're doing in Augusta, Richard. I think that would be your answer.
Yeah, and well, and that's
am I right?
The key to, is yeah, no, I would agree with you. And like you say, just it's well, you always know, right? You know, money. I guess what you're paying for in money, right? You're gaining in control. Isn't that kind of what some of these places are doing? And so, but I will say that it's a really cool story in terms of him, because him and his wife were expecting their first baby any day now, and he kept saying the entire time, you know, if she goes into labor, I'm withdrawing.
I'm gone.
I'm winning or whatever it is. So,
wow.
But what's amazing though is she was there, and so I've got to venture that he would have known pretty quickly, or they had some level of, you know, obviously when you're making kind of that kind of money, I'm sure there's other doctors and other things that are at your disposal that are not. But he's a good Christian guy, and honestly, I like him. He's kind of easy to root for. He's on a tear that most people. Most people wouldn't be, I guess I should say this, most people outside of Tiger back in the early 2000s, you know, late 90s, early 2000s, haven't been on. Now, can he maintain that? That's sort of up for debate, but it's a really cool story. He did phenomenal. Obviously, people tuned in and watched it, and it's kind of this second week of April. We talked about it, you know, about a month or so ago with March Madness starting, kind of this run for sports. It's pretty fun. And then here next week, my favorite time of the year, you've got the NFL draft coming up. And
right.
So it's really an exciting time of the year, to be honest with you.
It is. It's sort of the rebirth, and I realize you've got the kind of the wind down of basketball. Hockey's kind of starting to wind down as well. Both teams are in our teams are in the playoffs. You've then got the draft starting up. You're heading into spring ball and some of the college stuff. You'll get into, you know, summer with more, you know, baseball things and so on. Of course, golf continues on. Auto racing gets bigger and bigger now, of course, as we get into more of the heat of the summer as well. And, you know, outside of football itself, all other sports will be cranking along.
Yeah, and that's well, and we've sort of talked about baseball, but not really baseball because of a lot of different things, but yeah, like so, this is kind of the time of the year where everything gets rolling. Obviously, the NFL is, playoffs are starting for NBA this next weekend. The NHL is starting, I want to say, next weekend as well. So it'll be a really, you know, especially here in Denver, really chaotic time. You know, you've got the Nuggets that are the two seed playing either the Lakers or the Pelicans, and then the Avalanche are sort of struggling, but you know they're still in the playoffs. And we've talked about this for the past few years and kind of the benefit that it is. And you know, we talked business in here, Dad, right? The business of sports is pretty phenomenal in that how much does a playoff game bring to the city of Denver? Mm-hmm. I don't know the exact figures on that, but I feel like, you know, for, you know, the extra spending, the extra people downtown, you know, it's probably the same depending on, you know, a big regular season game. But I've got to think that it's not nothing to kind of bat your eye at. So, fun time of year, I guess a good time to be cronky, right?
Right.
That sort of thing.
No, you definitely, Richard. I mean, if you look at the business aspect of it, even the city of Denver and what these two teams do when it's all said and done, and anytime you get a team going to the playoffs, I think that's the one thing that, of course, the fans and even the folks around, you know, not Mile High Stadium, but you know what I mean by that, the football stadium, you start looking at that, realizing that, wait a minute, if we kept playing longer and longer, the more revenue continues to come in, sure, that benefits the entire state.
Absolutely does. And again, I think it's something that we didn't, well, again, we've talked about a little bit on this, and teams don't talk about it, right? We talked about it in the college realm, Dad, right? And, you know,
right,
what a big-time program does for you, and, you know, what a big-time winner, you know, someone like Dion up there in Boulder, which that's next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the following weekend, the 27th, is their spring game. You know, it's just sports in general, and I know that, and we talk about it, but a certain side of the aisle sort of tries to poo-poo sports. You're right that it doesn't matter, it doesn't need to happen, all those different things. You replace them with arts and other stuff. And sports is still big money. It's why,
right,
you know, the NFL is some of the most watched.
Well,
know,
and I did look up something as you were talking, so just happened to do a quick search in Detroit, because they went to the playoffs this last year, hadn't been for years and years and years. And they estimated there, an Anderson Economic Group did a study, and they're out of East Lansing. They estimated that the game between the Lions and the Buccaneers netted the city over $50 million in economic impacts. $50
million. Yeah. And
it's huge.
And that's for the, I think the Lions had two games, I want to say, no, one home game.
One home game.
No. They had two home games. So there you go. That's the impact. And we looked at what prime, right? The impact.
And by that was one game. That $50 million was just that one game.
Yeah. So there you go. So you know, the impact that Deion has had at CU, and that's including out of state admissions. I saw something there the other day, Dad, that supposedly, and this is a consequence, right? That the acceptance rate for in state kids is now kind of down for CU. And I guess in terms of a business standpoint, that makes sense, right?
Yep.
Why admit an in-state kid for, well, less than half?
Lower tuition, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, and by the way, for those of you listening thinking, you know, who cares? Nobody cares about sports. I don't watch baseball. Yeah, and frankly, I'm kind of one of those where if it's around, I'll watch it. Am I a dyed-in-the-wool fan on any level? No, I'll watch a lot of these different things. You know, I'm busy. I've got other things that I'm doing, and certain things attract more attention of mine than others. But at the end of the day, Richard, I'm still a fan of the economic impact when it's all said and done. So those of you that maybe poo-poo some of this and think, really, it doesn't matter at the end of the day, actually, Richard, to your point, it matters a lot at the end of the day. And the better that our sports teams across the board in Colorado do, the better Colorado is.
Gotcha. No, and that's, and like you say, that's kind of the overarching theme is you know, again, like the Broncos, right? You know, and obviously it's fun, right? It's fun to cheer for
Correct.
A winner. No one likes for their team to lose, and you know, that kind of goes into the emotional side of it. But just in terms of, like you said, the financial impact, it's a bigger impact than I think most people want to, you know, kind of want to admit in that sense.
Program, that team, that sport, at the end of the day, Richard, it really doesn't matter. What you should, if you're a business owner in this state, or if you really care about the economic impact of what's going on around us, yes, you should actually care about those things, because at the end of the day, there's still that flow effect, I guess you could say, Richard, where things flow from one area to another, and yes, there's positive impact across the board.
Yeah, well, and exactly, and again, I would love to see the figures for Georgia, you know, kind of going back to the Masters to round that out, is, you know, what the impact in that corner is, you know, for the amount of people coming in and all that sort of, all that sort of jazz. So it would be fascinating to see. I don't know if you'll ever get it because Augusta keeps everything so close to the best, right? They don't really disclose those numbers. But if you were to pull, we also know, you know, obviously people in that community, you know, they make an additional, you know, good chunk of change on their houses for that time of year.
That's right.
And, you know, that's why actually there's, you know, the Augusta rule in terms of the IRS tax code, you know, in honor of tax day today, that kind of goes that way. So I will be fascinated, you know, to kind of see the resounding or the residual impacts, I should say. But no, excited for Scottie Scheffler and what he did, and it's a cool moment.
All right, we'll be back in a moment. Don't go anywhere. Ridgeline Auto Brokers coming up next. Two locations to serve you now. Find them at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Do you need high-quality auto repair? Then look no further. Ridgeline Auto Broker specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 and $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. At Ridgeline, we pride ourselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why we never charge any dealer fees. Plus, all of our vehicles are inspected by our team of ASE certified technicians. You can trust that the car you're buying is in excellent condition. And remember, we can also service your vehicle after the sale. At Ridgeline, we offer competitive financing options for vehicle purchase or for vehicle repairs. Ridgeline now has two locations, one in Boulder, and now a second location in Fort Collins, located at 1101 North College Avenue. Both locations offer full-service auto repair and a host of off-road accessories. Check out all our services at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline, the smart way to buy or service your car.
$50 off a tune-up special, Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. Find them at KLZRadio.com.
Rain Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC helps save you money and stay ahead of costly Colorado regulations. For example, their dual-fuel solutions use a heat pump for your primary heating and air conditioning with a natural gas backup. Cub Creek can outfit your house with a heat pump that heats and cools your home, coupled with your existing furnace, which will kick in only when the temperature drops too low for the heat pump. This solution solves the main problem of the heat pump, which is poor performance in very cold weather. And it allows you to continue to use the furnace you've already paid for when the temperature drops, saving you money. Cub Creek will talk you through your goals and help you balance cost with comfort. It's your home, and Cub Creek wants to be your guide through Colorado's confusing rules and incentives. Give Cub Creek a call today and start the conversation. There's no obligation. Go to klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Julie says, "Thank you so much for a great experience and your attention to the details. I was truly impressed with what we got for our money." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back, and as we have from time to time, try to do on a really routine basis, car reviews. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had one, but Richard, you've recently driven a 2024 Lexus RX Hybrid. Talk about that.
Yeah, so this is the 450H trim level, Dad, which is what it's new to the lineup this year, and essentially what it's done is it's the same RX that kind of everyone's known to grow and or love and grow in and all sorts of other things. But ultimately, the biggest factor here is the 450H provides you with a plug-in option in that regard. And so that it gives you about 37 miles or so of, plug-in only, battery-only range.
Right.
Which is a nice amount. Nothing super crazy, but in that segment, it's definitely very reasonable. And then once you exhaust that plug, the battery and the plug-in range, it operates just like the hybrids, the Toyota hybrids do, which you and I have been known to love, right? And you'll express
absolutely
our adulation for, because they work really, really well and how they work and everything about them. And so outside of that, this is the 450H. This is the luxury trim, kind of the top of the line RX that you can get. It's got pretty much everything you could want inside of it, Dad, right? It's got heated and ventilated seats, heated and ventilated rear seats even. It's got, dual or tri-zone climate control, I think, maybe even quad-zone climate control. I'm not sure on that one. All of the safety, technology, that sort of thing. The only thing I'll say, and I'm going to have you and I keep saying this until Lexus decides to, and Toyota decides to listen to us, Dad, I cannot stand the driver alert system in the new Lexuses and Toyotas. I'm sorry, I've got to say it.
They drive you crazy.
And Toyota, I love you guys, and they give and they've done a fantastic job, right, Dad, on a lot of their vehicles. But that thing beeps at you if you got your head to the side.
It's a nanny.
It yells at you. Well, you need to, driver, sit up. I'm like, people, I'm sitting up. I'm just sitting on my center console. So that's, that literally is probably the only bone I have to pick with the car. And some people would say, well, because some of these other reviews are, well, the price point on this car is just too high, because the price point on this car is about $75,000,
right,
which for an RX is pretty high. But you and I are never big to knock it on that, because you know what? That's what they've priced it at, right?
Usually competitive among other things they're competing with, or they wouldn't be selling it in the first place. So that part doesn't bother me.
Well, and here's the deal. You're paying extra for the plug-in technology,
right,
the larger battery or
pack,
things of that nature. And so,
that's
folks,
right,
for somebody, and now, and yes, and you can go and get a 350H that's fully kind of, jazzed up, whatever you want to say, for about $60,000, $60,000 to $65,000. So you're paying to $10,000 to $15,000 more for this car. But you may want all of those features plus the ability to plug in, because, Dad, as you and I have talked about, that 37 to 45 mile range is a lot for, or is good, I should say.
Yeah, for a lot of people, they may not, in other words, they probably will not be doing but a tank of gas a month. For a lot of people.
Precisely. And especially in that case, right?
It's going to
allow people to, again, cut down on their gas bill. They still get all of the amenities that you have. And I will say this, when they redesigned the RX, it's a nice car.
It
drives well. It's got some really nice creature comforts in it. The infotainment system.
Well, they were the innovator of that whole class of cars.
They were, and that class of car, that the RX, again, folks, has been around for a number of years, right, Dad? You know, it, it's really become a successful car for them because it can do, it's a very utility, it's got a lot of utility, right? You can do a lot with this car. And so that's one thing that I enjoyed, was able to put the kids in the back, went to football, was able to open that back trunk, put all the gear in it, put backpacks in, and I didn't have to worry, right? I didn't have to sacrifice a lot of space. One thing about the luxury trim level, Dad, is you get a lot of nice apportionment throughout the car, right? It kind of fits the bill in terms of that luxury kind of standpoint. And then again, in terms of fuel economy, basically once you exhaust that, that battery only, folks, the only thing I can say is you're essentially going to get the same car that you would have gotten if you had gotten that, you know, the 358 version of the hybrid. And again, as you and I have said, they have sort of they've perfected, right, is the best way I know how to say it, the hybrid technology.
They really have.
A lot of their vehicles, a lot of their classes. And
absolutely.
So, yep, so I'm a fan. I really liked it, Dad. And again, price point or not, whatever it is, my biggest gripe, as I said before, is just the nannying done by the driving system. But that's kind of becoming more and more common. Lexus wants people to be safe. I just wish it was a little bit easier to turn off. That's my only personal opinion. But outside of that, we encourage folks, Dad, get out, test drive them. Even if it's not the exact model that you and I are talking about, we just encourage people to get out and put their kids in it, put their family, put their friends in it. So head to your local Lexus dealer. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
Really quick to add one more thing, too. They list that car at 83 miles per gallon when you do the combination of, which kind of gives you an idea of what that thing does and kind of comparing it to others. And frankly, recommended that car plus a couple of other of those types of cars, the Toyota Hybrid, to a client of mine earlier today. So I wouldn't be recommending them, Richard, to your point earlier, if I didn't believe in them. So yeah, go to your local Lexus dealer, check that car out. It's the RX 450H luxury all-wheel drive, and tell them that Richard and John Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. Richard, with that, I'll let you go. Appreciate it very much.
Sounds good. Have a good night.
Have a great night. All right. Level Engineering, Alan Davis. Now, there's a new program, by the way, when it comes to solar that may work for you and your home where there's no out-of-pocket cost at all. So you have to call Alan and find out exactly how that would work for you. There's a lot of inside info that Alan has on that that, by the way, I cannot share with you because I don't know all the ins and outs of it. It just came out. I've been talking to Alan about it a little bit over the last week. So give Alan a call. Find out how that would work for you specifically. 303-378-7537.
Alan Davis with Level Engineering knows how much you despise cleaning your bathroom, but having that toilet brush in your hand actually might be more fun than opening up your electrical bill every month. You keep seeing constant rate increases, and those costs keep going up and up. We can't rescue you from cleaning the bathroom, but we can tell you that Alan Davis with Level Engineering will help you assess whether solar is right for you and your family. With electricity rates going up several times a year, and most households already paying up to 85% more in the last 3 years, just think about the money you'll be spending on electricity over the life of your home. That could be hundreds of thousands of dollars instead of getting solar now with Alan Davis and Level Engineering. What you save over the years and the tax credit could mean tens of thousands of dollars back in your pocket and a meaningful tax credit today. We can't save you from housework, but we can help you save money. Call Alan Davis today, 303-378-7537, or email him at adavis@levelengineering.com.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, that's about it for hour number two. Got another full hour coming your way. As you guys know, Kurt Rogers will join us here in a few minutes for our Monday Mortgage Minute, find out exactly what's happening in the real estate mortgage world. And then David Trozeski will join us, Sound Planning Group. We'll get an update on what cryptocurrency is doing and just the markets overall. We'll find out from him what his thoughts are as we head through the rest here of 2024 in this election cycle. We'll be right back. Hour number three is next. Don't go anywhere. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.